AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson feels he's facing unfair scrutiny from the press.
Carson has faced questions about the veracity of his autobiography.
Every single day or every other day or every week, you know, they're going to come out with, well, you said this when you were 13, and you did this.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Carson says it's all meant to distract voters.
If you've got a real scandal, if you've got something that's really important, let's talk about that.
On ABC's This Week, fellow candidate Donald Trump tried to keep the allegations involving Carson alive.
I can say that I never tried to hit my mother in any way, shape, or form.
Carson will likely face more questions at Tuesday's presidential debate. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Pope Francis has made his first public comments on the latest scandal rocking the Vatican. Colleen Barry reports the pontiff calls the leak of private documents a crime, but not a matter which is likely to hinder him in his reform effort.
He underlined that the theft of Vatican documents describing financial malfeasance inside the Holy See was a crime, but he pledged to followers that he would continue reforms. He told the crowd gathered in St. Peter's that this sad fact will certainly not distract me from the reform work that I and my collaborators are pursuing with the support of all of you.
A Saturday night cave-in of a restaurant parking lot swallowed 12 cars in Mississippi. Meridian Fire Battalion Chief Jimmy Stockton says first responders did make sure there were no victims inside the hole that spanned about 35 feet wide and 400 feet long.
In the beginning, they called us not knowing, you know, about any injuries or if anybody was trapped inside or anything. So, that was our initial role, was to help with anybody that may have been, you know, involved or trapped, which there was nobody, miraculously.
He says it wasn't a sinkhole. This is AP Radio News. James Bond is the new box office hero.
This organization, do you know what it's called?
Its name is Spectre.
The new Bond film, Spectre, easily takes the top spot at the nation's theaters with $73 million in ticket sales. It's the second best opening for Daniel Craig as the dapper British spy.
Snoopy, what would I do without a friend like you?
For those who prefer Beagles over Bond, the Peanuts movie opens in a strong second with $45 million. The Martian drops to third this weekend. I'm Jamie Fryer.
A biography of former President George Herbert Walker Bush launches wide in 2 days. Today in Dallas, his son, former President George W. Bush, talked about their relationship at a forum with the author of the new book, Destiny and Power. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.